Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are live from a dry but wet Flowery Branch here in Atlanta Falcons training camp. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the leader of Allie's Army, the queen of tofu, Miss Allie Mack. We have Slim here on the ones and twos with us on the ground, and the most vanilla man in radio, Mr. Dylon Matthews, back at the ranch holding things down. And it is a crisp summer morning here.
I feel like you just told that that riddle, what gets wetter as it dries.
What's the answer to that?
You don't know that?
No.
You never heard that one?
What is the answer to that?
A towel.
Oh.
But you said it's wet but dry, and I was like, man, is this man doing a riddle right now in the middle of the parking lot? Like, I was like, man, we're starting off with a riddle here off the top.
And here's the deal. I look at the grass, the asphalt, and I see the water that is there, and the lights are magnifying it here at Flowery Branch. But then again, I put my hand outside of this tent that Slim has put up for us,
yeah,
and
we're good to go.
I feel no precipitation yet. I do believe it will come at some point. We will have some. But right now, Allie, I believe that this start is better than yesterday's.
Well, and I think the three of us look a lot better prepared today. So I'm proud of us. Good job to all of us. Today we have a lot going on the show. 6:40 today, the most controversial part of the week. Every single week, top five Tuesday, and it's in my control today. So I made my list a different way today. I was just telling you guys this off air. I didn't research because I didn't want to go through the analysis paralysis that is the internet. So I went with my gut. I went with my soul because I went with the best TV show theme songs. And I know there's one sticking out in my brain right now that's not on this list that everybody's going to say. We'll get there. 7 o'clock, AJ Terrell joins the show. He was kind enough to give us a few minutes after practice yesterday. And dare I say, got a little bit emotional with one of the questions.
Completely agree with that.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was such a good conversation that we had with him. At 8 o'clock today, Phil Steele is going to join the show. But right now, let's get into yesterday. The Falcons gave Caleb McGarry a 2-year, $30 million extension.
Love it, personally. And I know that I did a video yesterday for the socials and talked a little bit about Caleb McGarry. Bo and I had a conversation as well about this extension. And the bottom line is, no matter what you think about Caleb McGarry, there is not a better option in anywhere in the near future for the Atlanta Falcons in terms of the right tackle. He is a top five run blocker at right tackle in the NFL. He is a top 15 pass blocking right tackle in the NFL, probably. Now everybody's going to look out there and see Lane Johnson and Penei Sewell and all these other guys and say, why can't we have that? Well, you know what? Most teams don't have that. So I think Caleb McGarry has proven and has gotten better and better each year. I think he had one of, if not his best seasons last year. And so I wholeheartedly believe he was worth the $15 million per season starting next year.
Yeah. Most people can't afford to pay their, right tackle, $25 million a year. I don't know where that money's coming from in Atlanta. You know, especially when you have an all-pro guard that you pay so much to, which what they do, and you have a left guard that's going to is entering his third year and he's going to make some good money if you don't start thinking about extending him and Drake London. And so,
not to mention Jake's making, what, 22 or 23? Something like that.
I think it's 21, but, yeah, he's making good money. And he deserves it. He is better than Caleb McGarry at his position and higher, I think he would say higher rank, but you can't have an all-pro at every position on the offensive line. You can't. And I think, but we're getting, I'm getting ahead of myself just saying those things. You know, what all we ask for when we draft guys in the trenches with a first-round pick is that they start, that they have, that they're reliable and they can do their job at a high level. I think you can say both for Caleb McGarry. He's missed game here, game there through his career. He's also had a couple of seasons where he's never missed a game. He's one of the best run-blocking tackles, and forgive me if you've said these, but he's been one of the best run-blocking tackles in the league. Busy, the best pass-blocking? No, but one thing that gets so overlooked is week in and week out these days, the best edge rusher on every team goes against Caleb McGarry. For whatever reason, they're on the defensive left side, the offensive right side. And so some weeks he has bad days, don't we all?
Yeah.
But more weeks than not, he's pretty freaking good. And he's coming off the best season of his career.
Yeah.
And you need to do moves like this where you extend guys early so you don't overpay.
Yeah, and it's tough. The whole best season of the career thing, I kind of gave that a toss-up. I think 2 years ago was really, really good from him. I think he did have a couple of hiccups. And obviously, I personally, and this is, you're coming from an offensive lineman, so take it for what it's worth, I don't put week one on him last year. That was, you know, we've seen the Kirk Cousins cuts. We've seen, you know, some of the ways that this offense changed and a lot of things they did differently throughout the remainder of the season. And I look at week one, and I'm like, that was the game plan? Like, that's what you thought was going to work against T.J. Watt? So frustrating from that aspect. And I know that he's become, like you talked about, a lightning rod for a lot of Atlanta Falcons fans. And, you know, why can't we have Lane Johnson? Why can't – guess what, guys? $15 million puts him – and talked about it yesterday, Bo, 12th or 13th highest-paid right tackle. It's not as much as people think it is. You look at 15, you're like, oh, my God. Dude, that barely gets him inside of the top half of right tackles in the NFL.
I have a question about the news breaking yesterday. Going into practice, does he know the news is going to drop? Because, Mike, I believe it was you yesterday that was like, Kale looks ready to go today. Like, looked a little hyped up. Like, did he know going in that that news was going to drop any minute?
I would tend to think no. I think maybe – I mean, of course he knows it's close.
Yes.
I would tend to think that he got off the field and, you know, maybe Terry was waiting on him. Maybe the agent was on the phone or whatever else it was and was like, hey, let's do this thing. But usually I think that is a – as soon as it's agreed to, it's pen meet paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see some of the stuff come out, and I know there's pictures of it. I think the pictures were taken after practice.
Yeah, they were.
If I'm mistaken. So I just have to believe – that if he knew that there was a contract extension on the table, he would probably sign that before he went out to practice.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, okay,
he probably,
gotcha.
Probably not going to be like, hey, man, I'll get to it later. Let me just go out here and throw my body on the line. I'll get to that in a couple hours. It just, I think it's one of those things that he probably came off the field and he probably knew it was in the works, and they were like, all right, let's go.
I would double down on it considering he's a player that's on the last, was entering the last year of a deal with no guaranteed money. So I can guarantee you that he wouldn't have went out there and his agent wouldn't have let him go out there and practice. You sign it first. We sign it first. I also think you have to understand who you're talking about. And I wholeheartedly believe there are some players you could say absolutely he knew that it was in the works. I don't know if Caleb did. Caleb's on record before saying there's not a player the verbiage is there's not a player that's more willing to get paid than me. You won't meet a person more willing to get paid. I think Caleb's agent say, hey, we're talking to the Falcons. Here's what I'm looking at. Okay. Is that it?
And I'm not trying to make about just a little under $1 million a week, if that's okay.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And I'm not knocking him. I'm just telling you, it's important that he gets paid. The minutiae is not important to him.
Yeah.
Am I getting paid what I'm worth?
I think, and I saw that same exact quote, But I think when I looked at Caleb McGarry, and that same, I agree with you. I saw that, and it's like, you know what? There's nobody more willing to get paid than me. But he also followed it up with, but if I don't go out there and play and perform, then nobody's going to want to pay me anyways. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I try to focus on. And I think there's a lot to be said about that. And, you know, that kind of falls in line with some of the right tackles that I knew here. You know, guys like Tyson Klebo, and obviously saw Ryan Schrader the other day. They were much like that, much about their business as they kind of approached the season and knew that maybe big money would be on the line. And so it's nice to hear from Caleb McGarry.
I'm not trying to knock him. I actually think this is a compliment. You know how we're always like, hey, man, if you won the lottery, would you take it like every year, or would you want to pay? I don't care, man. If I won the lottery, it wouldn't matter how you pay me. Just pay me.
Yeah.
I feel like Caleb McGarry probably feels like I won the lottery, because you remember where he came from. When he got out of college, there was all these stories about it, you know, saving the family farm and all this kind of stuff. And kids from Washington State, right? Farm kid, right? His dad's a farmer. He's an avid outdoorsman. Caleb McGarry is one of those guys that probably wakes up every morning and says, I won the freaking lottery.
Yeah.
I play football 6 months out of the year and make millions of dollars, saved our family land. I get to go hunt whenever I want. Like, he's living the dream. So he does, like, it's, I mean, you're like, oh, how much? Wow, awesome. Let's go.
I feel like at some point, because correct me if I'm wrong, they traded up for him in that draft to get the
31. They traded back in. So they had Lindstrom at like 13 or 19 or something. They traded back in.
I think it was 14.
At 31 to get him.
So at some point, we are going to do an all trade up list from like the last, you know what I mean? Because every single time that Terry goes in the draft, the second pick he makes in the draft is a trade up.
Troy
Anderson.
But guess what? That was Thomas.
I know. I'm just saying we're going to do an all trade up list.
For all the crap Thomas gets for not being able to draft trenches, and I think, look, there can be an argument. There's three guys on this offensive line, the three stalwarts on this offensive line, were drafted by who? And you can say Jake was a throwaway because he was an obvious, but there's a lot of people that poo-pooed it. I remember the moment he was drafted, doing the Mercedes-Benz at the stadium for the draft, and everybody was just killing it on Twitter, and I go, dude, you just drafted Chris Lindstrom. Do you know what this guy is? This guy's got all-pro capabilities, and guess what? He's been all-pro. And Caleb McGarry, while much aligned at times, has been seventh or eighth year. He's about to be in his third contract starting next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Caleb on that contract extension. Coming up, we're going to peel back the layers on training camp from yesterday and get a check on that Braves game. That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What's the app?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's back at the home studio, and Slim is producing us on site. So the rain is starting to pick up out here. It's not that dry wet that Bo mentioned anymore. So
no,
if you're
it's wet, wet.
Yeah, it's wet, wet. If you're coming out here today, bring your raincoat, bring your umbrella, because there will be practice today. So we're going to talk about the rainy training camp day that was yesterday in a moment. But the Braves were back in town last night.
Did they get rained out?
Did not get rained out. They completed the game. Final score, 3-1. Brewers won. Jerickson Profar, though, is responsible for that solo home run. And Eric Fetty made his first home start, pitched for 5 1/3 innings, gave up 3 runs. Isaac Collins hit a 3-run homer to give them the lead. Tonight, we do have Joey Wentz on the mound for the second game of the series.
Yeah, I thought, like, for whatever you thought you were or weren't going to get from Eric Fetty, I mean, if I thought a guy like Eric Fetty, he gives me 5 1/3 and 3 earned runs, I feel pretty good about it because he gave you a chance to stay in the ballgame and give you a chance to win. Mm-hmm. It's not Eric Fetty's fault that Jerickson Profar is the only one that decided to bring his bat to the field last night. Olsen did get a hit, but Profar had I think maybe 2 or 1 in a walk or something. So I don't know. It's Jekyll and Hyde. One day, you know, you got Eli White hitting just big old, as Mike would call them, taters at Bristol. That so far that they're going into the stands in Bristol, which means he hit it far. And the next day, nobody can get a hit. I don't. You know, Austin Riley being on the IL and Nacho being back is probably the biggest news of the day. Although I'm not in retreat mode like some people, Carl Dukes, where I think he should also be in bubble wrap now for the rest of the year, because ball players play ball. That's what they do. But to that point, there's no rushing these guys. Let them get fully healthy.
Yeah. I think when I just look at it, it's the same story on a different day. Your offense couldn't perform, even when you got a great pitching performance from somebody that you didn't know was going to give you a great pitching performance. And I say great. I'm a little bit, you know, loose in the jaw when I say great pitching performance. But it's like Bo said, it's more than you thought you were going to get, and the offense continued to struggle. You got the tater, if you will, in the first inning, which I don't know if that one was a tater. It was, you know, it was out of there. I mean, it went over the wall.
I don't know if it did what it needed to do.
I don't know if I'm calculating that one as a tater. But, I mean, it's the same story on a different day. You lose a game because you only score 1 run and your offense couldn't do much. And this is just – it's the story of the whole season, right? I mean, you've had your ups and downs, and really at times you have kind of sparked here in the second half, but it just hasn't been consistent enough. And it just seems like it's a different story on a different day, and we continue to just wonder who can help you along the lines of 2026. That's just all I keep talking about.
Yeah, it is incredibly frustrating to watch night after night. But like we've been saying, just take it one game at a time, baby. Don't look at the numbers. Don't look at the record. Just take it one game at a time and have fun with it.
It's just so foreign for the Braves to be out of it at this point in the season.
I know.
It just does not happen that often.
It's very disappointing. Moving on to Falcons training camp from yesterday, Bo, myself, and Mike Bell, we stood out in the rain and not one complaint was heard. We watched the entire practice out there, and a lot of stuff was going on. Michael Penix actually was talking about Casey Washington getting involved yesterday.
Yeah, he's been great. He's been great since he got here. You know, he's a guy that's gone. He got strong hands, and obviously he can make plays down the field as well. But he's been showing a lot of great things, and we're super excited for him. So,
I love how that's he's like, yeah, he's great. Strong hands, very strong. I was a little shocked when I saw, and I say it because Mike and I have had this back and forth about who we wanted to see, who we thought would be kind of popping up, and then. Boom, there's Casey Washington running with the first team. And I was like, oh, here we go. Casey Washington, first team. I thought he played well. He made some plays out there. It's good to see. I know that they're kind of rolling other guys in there. Look, Kadarrell Hodge has a position on this team. It feels to me, though, that they're running guys out there in that third receiver spot to kind of test out, like, you know, who they want because they know Kadarrell for that, what, fifth wide receiver, because Mooney's going to be on the team, even though he's not practicing right now, with whatever disclosed situation is going on with the shoulder or whatever. And so you know he's got Mooney and Drake and Kadarrell and Ray Ray. Well, that's four, so that fifth receiver spot, I think they're rolling in to see who's the leading candidate and of some of the guys, because you've seen Sills in there as well.
Well, I'd call it six. I'd call it six because I think if Casey Washington is the guy that can kind of fill one of those, he's also such a good special teamer that I think that he kind of provides that flexibility where it's, you know, if you don't have a good special teamer in that five other than Kadarrell Hodge, then you have to start looking to add more DBs, running backs, whatever it may be to kind of fill those special teams void. And let's let people in on this on the conversation we've been having, Bo. I'm not as big of a Casey Washington guy as you are. You have backed Casey Washington throughout last year and into this year. I saw him at times be really, really explosive. He's extremely athletic, and he looks like a freaking creative player when you watch him kind of come out on the field. I mean, I said yesterday, I was like, the guy's calves look like he's a Ninja Turtle. But but I don't – his catch radius to me leaves something to be desired. Now, I say that with the caveat of, you know, we're talking about a fifth or a sixth wide receiver. They're not going to go out and be, you know, Mike Evans all of a sudden and play the fifth or sixth wide receiver role. But I have looked at other guys like David Sills or, you know, I mentioned Chris Blair had a catch last year towards the end of the season. I wonder if the catch radius and the top end speed of guys like that is not more suitable for that role. But I think it's been a fun battle for you and I to kind of pay attention to throughout camp.
But I think that's what's important, what Michael Penix said about the strong hands, that I think you can, if you're and to your thought, a limited catch radius, strong hands to make a contested catch and tight coverage with a guy like Penix with a hand cannon who can fit it in tight spots. That is an equalizer at some points.
I agree. To me, the strong hands and ability to make contested catches, I think that's one of his bright spots. I'm talking about the balls that are not thrown, you know, perfectly, that maybe there's one kind of, you know, back over his shoulder that he has to adjust to, or, you know, kind of, you know, going down the sideline and has to, you know, kind of tail his route off towards the inside of the field. I don't know if I've seen that. But like I said, I mean, we're talking about a fifth or sixth wide receiver spot, and, you know, we'll see it play out. And obviously, I think there'll be numerous guys that'll get some burn on Friday night.
They absolutely will. Real quick, I just have to go back to, because I so value having a muscular figure. Like, I understand that. But if someone said I had Ninja Turtle calves, I'm not sure if I would say that.
I don't like that. No, I think I'd take it as a compliment.
Oh, I'd feel very good about myself. You're like, hey, man, like, you got Ninja Turtle calves. I'd be like, damn right.
Look, the guy looks like he's got two baked potatoes hidden inside his sock.
Donatello.
Also, Allie completely, like, just kind of passed over. Like, there's that moment in training camp, every year where you got someone that's kind of being broken at training camp, their new training camp, you're like, that's their make-or-break moment. I think yesterday might have been like, all right, Allie's got this, because she stood there in the rain without a rain jacket, with a hoodie, a zip-up hoodie, just getting drenched. Meanwhile, I do have the half sleeve.
Oh, thank you, Dylan.
And she didn't say a word. One complaint. I'm over there shaking the water off like a dog, and it's just she's just like
she wasn't too big time. She wasn't too big time for that moment.
Listen, we were already drenched at that point, and why be up here and not go watch practice?
There you go.
I mean, it was just it'd be ridiculous to sit inside.
Some people did sit inside. Carl Dukes. Carl Duke sat inside and then going to walk out at the end of practice and be like, he was here the whole time. Meanwhile, me, Mike Bell, and Allie stood there in the rain. And I give Mike Bell credit, too, because everybody knows I'm hard on Mike. Mike stood there, too, with his Ferrari rain jacket that didn't repel water.
It didn't. It actually soaked through. It looked like a raincoat, but it wasn't a raincoat.
So he had a windbreaker on. He's like, yeah, it's a rain jacket. And then midway through practice, he goes, hey, man, yeah, this jacket's it's not repelling the rain.
I walked around the corner because, obviously, I was not with you guys because I was doing the steakhouse for a couple hours yesterday. And I walk around the corner. And practice, I'm believing at this time is near and it's in, although it lasts still 30 more minutes. And Carl's just hamming it up. Brian McFadden and you know, Aldinger and all these CBS and NFL Network folks, and Carl's just hamming it up. And I was like, hey, man, practice almost over. He's like, I'm not sure. I was like, man, what is going on out here? So
I gotta go in on him on that one.
It's funny.
No, we were in the end zone because they were practicing on the opposite field, and they're doing kicking practice. And Bo should have caught a couple of them. I hid behind Mike Bell when one was coming directly at me.
If you would have stood still, it would have hit you in the bread basket.
I know.
And Allie like hides behind 5'7" in heels, Mike Bell, and I'm like, Allie, you should have called that. I would have had to move for mine. You wouldn't even have to move. It was hilarious, Mike. Yeah. She like scurried.
I'll co-sign on her moving though. I mean, that's one of those things where it could be awesome, but 99% of the time, it's not going to be.
Nah, I played kickball in a rec league for a little while. I got hit directly in the face, slipped a disc, and was in PT for like months. So we're not gonna attempt anything.
When I was coaching high school ball, they asked me to play in the faculty basketball game, and I was like, no. No, because 99% of the time, that's not going to go well. I'm not going to go out there and, like, dunk on somebody. You know what I mean? And odds are I might get dunked on.
Yeah.
So I'm good. You never want to be that teacher or coach that everybody remembers tearing their ACL in the faculty basketball game.
Yeah,
so I'll step outside of that one.
Exactly. I don't want to be the person everyone's talking about after practice. Well, we didn't get to some audio from TJ Yates. I promise we will inside this show today. Coming up next, though, where does Georgia rank in the coaches' poll? Plus, we've also got my Allie Mac drop. I'm in charge of Top 5 Tuesday today, y'all. It's TV and theme show songs. I know I'm going to get skewered for it. That is next with the Morning Shift, live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yes, it's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch in the middle of a downpour. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, but we are live on the scene. We're not moving. My Top 5 Tuesday is minutes away, but let's talk about this coaches poll that came out. In the preseason coaches poll, Georgia came in fourth after Texas, Ohio State, and Penn State. How are you guys feeling about that ranking?
The Penn State one takes me a little off guard.
Wow.
I'm going to be real. I'm not saying they're not a quality team. I think they're going to be a great team. But I think we've talked a number of times about Penn State making that leap. I think they did some nice things last year and obviously winning the playoff game and things like that. Have some quality players left. I don't know that I had them pegged at three, which I think, you know, anybody that knows Mike Conte or, you know, our boss man, he's probably a little bit nervous about the three ranking. It's like, dude, that's a lot of pressure being put on a Penn State program that hasn't always been able to uphold their end of the bargain. So, I think obviously some quality at the top, and I think the fact that Texas and Ohio State kind of match up to start the season adds a little bit of spice to the list when you look at it that way.
I think all these teams are flawed. Penn State is the one team in the top five that's returning a starting quarterback. Maybe Notre Dame. I forget. No, Notre Dame's not either.
Not like Riley Leonard's next.
Yeah, that's right. So they're the one team in the top five that's returning a starting quarterback, which is very important. All of these teams lost key players. Now Texas is rolling in Arch Manning, which, if you have a pulse or you're just your ear to the ground on college football, he's the savior of the sport apparently. And whether it's true or not, Ohio State lost their starting quarterback. They're returning their two of their best players, right? Caleb Downs and Jeremiah Smith. I think you can find something wrong with all of this. Like, all of these teams seem flawed. Clemson at six is interesting, but I don't really see a team in the top the top 10 other than LSU that I feel like is extremely set at the quarterback position. I would say that Nussmeier's the best quarterback in the top 10 as far as teams, and I think that carries you a lot more than people will give it credit for in college football.
Well, let's not overlook Cade Klubnik at Clemson. I think that he had his hiccups. I think a lot of people on a national scene look at Cade Klubnik and the Georgia opener last year and how bad that game got sideways for Clemson, especially there in the second half, and kind of forget that, you know, he did a couple of things down the stretch for Clemson that were special. I know that he's, I don't know, top three in terms of most people's boards right now and Heisman voting and things like that, Heisman odds. So I think that Clemson does fare a little bit better. Can we talk about Klubnik real quick?
Because you bring him up. I think he's a good quarterback.
Sure.
I'm not sure if he's a guy that can get it done when they need him to get it done. He's had those moments where he's just kind of failed them. I go back to the South Carolina game. That's a terrible, terrible interception there late in the game. And you hope that I guess my point is he's got to grow in those moments for them to do anything.
But I think you just made a counterpoint to your point that you were making a minute ago. What quarterback inside of the top 10 do you feel comfortable that you know can get it done when they need to get it done? And don't say Garrett Nussmeier. Because Garrett Nussmeier, for all the flowers being thrown his way, showed time and time again last year that's not always going to be the case. He had a couple of games, Texas A&M, where it's three picks, and you're up against it. Yeah, I mean, I look at all these, and you know, you can say whatever you want to about the goings-on at Miami. I don't know what that quarterback position is going to be either. I think that a lot of these guys inside the top 10, really the entire top 25, but you focus on the top 10, I was asked a question before I even got here this morning. Hey, is Ty Simpson really going to be that good? I don't think so. It seems like this guy has just all of a sudden been crowned as a starting quarterback at Alabama, and most people expect him to be good because he's a starting quarterback at Alabama. Remember, this guy did not beat out Jalen Milroe one year ago for this position.
Yeah, I think he's getting credit. I think he's getting credit for sticking around, which is unknown in this, you know, kind of unheard of in today's game. I think he's getting credit for being whether it's the same OC or not with Grubb, it's the same system. And I think he's getting credit for that, kind of having an understanding. and maybe been, you know. So I think he's getting some of that just for what he, you know, where he's been. So I don't know what Ty Simpson's going to be either. I don't know what Gunnar Stockton's going to be. There's a lot of questions. College football feels more wide open than ever, really. And
especially
it's kind of cool.
In the quarterback position.
And I would say that Drew Aller is a guy that, for whatever he is or he isn't, is a little kind of tested in the fact that he went through a playoff run last year, and you kind of expect him to really take that next level step that he kind of hasn't taken yet.
Yeah, I think it's just interesting, too. It seems like the quarterbacks with the most upside, you don't get to them until you do get back at maybe what Lenore Sellers at South Carolina at 13, Austin Simmons at 15 for Ole Miss, DJ Lagway at 17 for Florida. I mean, you start getting back there and you're like, oh man, there's some good quarterbacks back there. Just still, and I know that, like you said off the top, we've crowned Arch Manning. We've talked about, you know, whatever he may be or may not be, and of course we'll visit with Phil Steele coming up at 8 o'clock today, but we don't know. We really don't know.
And don't get me wrong, I don't care if Texas wins or not, but I would like to see Arch Manning do well because there's been so much unfair pressure put on him.
I agree. It's not fair at all what's been asked to him.
It certainly will be interesting to see what comes of this list and what makes it and what doesn't. So anyway, let's get to my Mac drop. You guys are going to ridicule me. So I went with TV show theme songs. And you know why? Because, Bo, you and I have discovered that we both remember one Family Matters episode.
3, 2, 1. Exactly. 1, 2, 3.
Exactly. And so that's just been stuck in my mind. And that's such a feel-good show. I wanted to go through my favorite TV show theme songs. And I went with my gut. So this is obviously very subjective. This is my top 5 TV show theme songs. I will say they're all sing-alongable. So there are lyrics, there are melodies.
Sing-alongable,
yes.
Add that to the list.
So what you're saying is this is an opinion-based list and not a factual.
Yeah, I didn't want to get into analysis, paralysis, and research stuff.
She didn't go to downloads on Spotify to see which song was the best one.
No, exactly. So let's start with some honorable mentions. We are going to start with the whole Family Matters step-by-step Full House. All 3 of those are number 7 because it's sung by the same guy. It's basically TGIF shows.
Number 7?
Yeah.
Thought it was the top 5.
Well, yes, because it's honorable mention.
Okay.
So I put 7.
You don't have to rank honorable mention.
I put 7 so that Dylan would play it first. So basically, Family Matters, Step by Step, Full House, they're all the honorable mention.
Do we know this guy's name? Because I knew that he sang all 3, but I'm not sure what his name is. He's not like a famous musician, though, right? It's just a guy.
He's a jingle guy.
He's a jag.
Jingle guy.
He's a jag jingle.
Remember Two and a Half Men?
Yeah.
That's what Charlie Sheen's character did. He was a jingle writer. He wrote jingles.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, another honorable mention, besides having some of the most beautiful women in the world on this show has an open that has no business being this good.
Baywatch.
Oh, yeah.
When you said the most beautiful women in the world, I was like, this has to be Baywatch.
Yeah, it is Baywatch. The song, it is so good.
It's good.
It's so good. You want to jam to it.
Did Hasselhoff actually sing it?
That's a good question.
I've got this weird thing going on with my Fire Stick TV where every time it turns on, there's just like a Baywatch channel, and it just always comes on to the Baywatch channel. And I know it's like the weirdest thing. Like every time I turn the TV on, the Baywatch channel shows up, and I'm like, "What? How did we get here?"
Well,
my wife thinks I'm like a creep. I'm like, I don't know.
No, there's some live channels on the Fire Stick.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I was watching Bloodsport the other day when I was doing the golf cart.
Some kind of Baywatch channel.
And then Double Impact came on afterwards. So it was like a Jean-Claude Van Damme marathon.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of this. Bo, quit looking at my computer.
I'm not looking. We're watching Bajan work out. Wait, what?
We are all huddled underneath the tent right now because it is raining here in Flowery Branch. So Bo is closer to my screen than normal. All right, let's hit number 5, Dylan.
Number 5.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Wonder Years.
There you go.
What?
Yeah.
Did you never watch Kevin Arnold? Fred
Where
Savage?
Where would I watch that at?
I don't know, your childhood?
Nick at Night? Childhood? Winnie Cooper?
This wasn't on Nick at Night when I was young.
Well, this was on actually regular. This was on TV when I was growing up, like live TV. I think it was ABC.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard this song. And I know what Wonder Years is.
Is that Joe Cocker? I believe it's Joe Cocker.
Is it?
This. Yeah.
Well, then Joe Cocker comes in.
There's a pause in there somewhere.
Okay, coming in next we have
number 4.
When I wake up in the morning, yeah, classic.
Duh.
Classic. Are they remaking this? Are they putting
Saved by the Bell?
Yeah. I've been seeing videos of them all hanging out at the Max.
So I didn't know if that was just because they did do a remake, a reboot, and they put, you know, the wig on Mark Paul Gosselaar. But I'm not sure if that's old or just kind of making the rounds again or if they're doing it again.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But from 1990, classic, yes, of course, Saved by the Bell. Not the one with Miss Bliss. You got to go with 1990, the second season of it.
Okay. This was classic. You're spot on here.
Thank you.
So it was originally a Beatles song, but Joe Cocker sang the version for the Wonder Years.
Okay. Thank you very much for that factoid, Bo. I appreciate that. This next one, not everyone I think is going to agree with because you had to have cable to get this one.
Number 3. Hey, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little strange.
I just hope there's somebody out here in the Rainy Falcons parking lot listening to you right now, singing at the top of your lungs.
Listen, I was playing this last night.
Wow.
And Grant gave me a cocked eyebrow until this part right here. Sing in. Yippee-tie-yay.
Yeah.
Yippee-tie-yay.
This is solid as well. I don't know that it's going over Saved by the Bell for me. You really went there. But
yeah, I don't think Hey Dude should have been at 7.
It's a solid song, but I mean, we're starting to get to the nitty-gritty here.
Now, 2 and 1 you cannot argue with. Let's hit that next one.
Number 2.
Yeah.
Of course.
Friends.
Of course. Everybody knows it. Everybody sings along. What would be number 1?
Everybody clap. Okay.
All right.
Bo couldn't get his hands out of his pockets fast enough.
This song is timeless. The Rembrandts have made their living off of this for decades. Okay, so coming in the first place, I just want to say, if you can get arenas to sing a TV show theme song, it has to come in number 1. Hit it, Dylan.
Number 1.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute.
I will say,
right there, I'll tell you how I became the
I had to move when this one started
LA.
Playing.
Yep.
I had to.
Yep.
Now I did a top 5 sitcoms like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This was number 1.
Oh,
yeah, top
really?
5 sitcoms. This was number 1. So yeah, I'm right there along with you. I had to move when this one started playing. So I think.
Here's the problem.
I'm trying really hard not to rap along with it.
Here's the problem. No, I think it's good. I think
Hey
you did
Dude
a good
is
list.
So misplaced on this list.
I think
no, it's
yeah,
not.
So
yeah.
Far.
I think
there.
The Hey Dude is the one that you need. These are all good because every one of these I know, yeah. Childhood and everything.
Yeah.
Problem is you have to really talk. There's the subcategory thing really comes into play with TV shows because one of the greatest theme songs of all time of any show is The Sopranos. Another one is Game of Thrones, but they're HBO ones. Like,
those are TV series.
So
they also don't have lyrics.
Sitcoms.
Yep.
So, Sopranos has lyrics. But
I haven't seen it.
They're,
wow. This is my list. Came from my soul.
But these are phenomenal because every one of these I have a history with. Every one of these shows I know. Every one of them. And they're all great. One just
can we,
to be at 3.
Dylan, can we clip that so that we can play that every Tuesday where Allie just said, this is my list. Came from my soul. That's perfect, man. You're right on it. You're right on it with everything other than Hey Dude.
They all bring joy.
I mean, can I give you a sleeper one? Big Bang Theory is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, I did think about that one.
Big Bang Theory is a solid one.
Does the Wonder Years theme song really bring you joy?
It does at the end of it when they're all singing along together. We started at the very beginning. Yeah, yeah. When everyone's singing together.
Y'all know what y'all know what it would have been on my list?
What's that?
Fairly Odd Parents theme. Goated. Fairly Odd Parents. Anybody?
Does anyone know that song?
No, I don't even know. Not. I don't even know what TV show you're talking about.
Fairly Odd
Parents. It was a Nickelodeon show. It was a cartoon during my time.
Nickelodeon.
Y'all had adulted out of cartoons.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, if you have issues with my top 5 Tuesday list, it has been tweeted out at 929 Morning Shift if you want to nitpick. But I promise you, it's a wonderful list. But coming up next, more importantly than my top 5 Tuesday list, we've got AJ Terrell joining us. He chatted with us after practice yesterday. And when you ask a question and someone pauses and goes, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, you know something amazing is about to come out of their mouth. So that is coming up next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons Training on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.